T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
From the Professional Disc Golf Association, this is PDGA Radio News.
Hello again, I'm Steve Kaczynski with your PDGA Radio News. This for the week of June 9th, 2008. Coming up on this week's program are the results from across the disc golf world, including the National Tour stop in Kansas City with the KC Wide Open. There it came down to a putt on the final hole before they finally decided the champion. I'll also preview this upcoming week's tournament action, including two major events. The pros are in Japan for the Japan Open, and the United States Amateur Disc Golf Championships are in Michigan. Stay tuned for more information on that, along with five more USDGC qualifiers, two 60-second clinics, a whole bunch of disc golf news, including a look at the latest money and point standings for the 2008 season, the latest recipient of the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award winner, and more. It's all coming your way on this edition of PDGA Radio, being brought to you by Innova Champion Discs, the International Disc Golf Center, the PDGA Store at PDGAStore.com, and Discraft.
Hey yo, Brian Sullivan here, ready to feed your head with more fun facts. So why is consistent plastic important? Well, let's say you buy a first run driver and you love it and then you lose it, but you go to replace it and it just doesn't fly the same. Well, that is because, newsflash here, the manufacturer bought their plastic from the lowest bidder. Now it's different plastic in your favorite disc. Well, avoid that headache. Throw Discraft. They always buy the same primo plastics from the same vendors. Consistency matters. Throw Discraft.
We'll start the results portion of the program in Kansas City, Missouri, for the most recent stop on the PDGA National Tour. It was the 26th Kansas City Wide Open, taking place Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Although a few of the top pros missed the event as they traveled to Japan, there were still lots of big names and great players competing for the title. In the end, it was Steve Rico coming over from California to lead the event wire to wire, eventually hanging on over the final round to win by two throws over Steve Brinster, who had a 50-foot birdie putt to tie Rico on the final hole Sunday, but blew it past, settling for a bogey and second place. Kevin Babbitt and Kayla Visca tied for third place, four throws behind Rico, with Eric McCabe in fifth, one throw ahead of Barry Schultz and Paul McBeth. In the women's division, it was Des Redding beating out Angela Chigfry by five throws, and Katie Schrader well back in third. Brian Guthrie wins the Masters division, Leroy Jenkins got the Grandmasters title, and Peter Scheib got the victory in the Senior Grandmasters. For the amateurs, it was Iowa's Mike Robinson winning by five over Justin Starks. The advanced Masters division was won by Steve Rose, and Stephen Harris won in intermediate. The KC Wide Open also had five more USDGC invitations up for grabs. They went to last year's winner of the KC Wide Open, Kyle Crabtree, along with Arturo Villarreal, Ross Brandt, Jeff Brick, and David Hemmeline. Elsewhere around the disc golf world, Greg Barsby won the KOA Pro-Am Jam in Willits, California. Kim Scott Wood won in Ohio. Jeff Bennett won twice in Michigan. Tyler Kirkpatrick won the Rio Pueblo Open in New Mexico. Carl Arnby won the Twin Lakes Annual in Sweden. Chris Wilde wins the Volunteer Classic in Tennessee. Michael Olsa wins the Waco Charity Classic in Texas. Carl Nybo wins on the Danish Tour in Denmark. Greg Wintraub wins the Dragon Championships in Maine. Brad Schick wins in Ohio. Timmy Gill wins the Riverside Open in Minnesota. Brian McCree wins in North Carolina. John E. McRae wins the Jacksonville Open in Florida. And Cluster Hornsby wins at the International Disc Golf Center's monthly in Georgia. Located on the scenic shores of Clark's Hill Lake in Columbia County, Georgia, is the mecca of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center, a must-see for anyone who's ever played the sport. With a full-service pro shop, state-of-the-art training center, and two championship-caliber courses, it will challenge and improve every aspect of your game. Also, visit the Ed Hedrick Memorial Museum, home of the Disc Golf Hall of Fame, and don't forget about the IDGC monthly tournaments the first Saturday of every month. Yes, it's all at the world's premier destination for the sport of disc golf, the PDGA International Disc Golf Center.
All right, PDGA Radio now here with Jay Yeti Redding. He's one of the big guys behind the Edge Disc Golf Program. Thanks for joining us, Jay. Tell us a little bit about what Edge is and where you're going here this 2008.
Well, the Edge Program, the Educational Disc Golf Experience, is a pretty amazing program that is really going to take our sport to the next level, because we're teaching brand new folks about disc golf when they're very young. And we're going to turn them into disc golfers so they fall in love with the sport. And obviously we all know it's a lifetime activity, so we'll get them young and we'll get them playing all throughout. And eventually maybe some of them will turn into tournament players, and our sport will just grow exponentially from there. I mean, the Edge program really is it's for any youth organization, school, church camp. I mean, it's really scouts anywhere. We basically created a 3rd through 12th grade curriculum for disc golf in schools. We've got an educational DVD featuring some of the top of today's players, and then we've got a lot of great resources around it. We are a 501c3 program, which in America, that's the top billing as a nonprofit organization. Of course, we're not the Red Cross, but we do provide benefits to communities, to schools, and to our youth.
That was the first part of this week's 60-Second Clinic, as we remind you about the EDGE program. For more information, log on to edgediscgolf.org. We'll also have a more in-depth interview about the EDGE program on a future episode. Next, we hear from Trevor Boney, a tournament director in rural Minnesota, about how he has been promoting disc golf in his city.
We've been just asking, you know, all of the local businesses, especially restaurants and bars and places that the out-of-town tournament players will be visiting. We moved to a two-day event and a B-tier to try and draw more from the metropolitan areas, because Minneapolis, Falls, Des Moines, all of those are within a two-and-a-half-hour range. So we're trying to draw in as many people as we can and make it worth the trip. That's why we moved to 2 days and four rounds, to really make it worth coming. And that was part of asking all of the local businesses and getting a lot of added cash and prizes for all the players.
Trevor is the tournament director for this weekend's Cedar Creek Open, a two-day B-tier event in Fairmont, Minnesota. Sometimes it's difficult to believe that 25 years have passed since Innova's Dave Dunapace created the world's first true golf disc. Those triangular rim discs were faster and more accurate, immediately commanding the attention of all who played. Tournament players instantly recognized that Innova discs provide an undeniable competitive advantage, and our discs have since been used to win more major titles than all other brands combined. Our love for the game remains strong. Innova Champion, celebrating 25 years as the industry leader in disc golf. A whole bunch of disc golf news this week, including a reminder about the PDGA elections currently underway. If you haven't voted yet, you have until the end of July, but don't wait too long. So check your email or contact the PDGA office. The candidate statements are available on PDGA.com for your review prior to voting. Also, registration is still ongoing for the Pro and Am Worlds this August in Kalamazoo, Michigan. There's currently more than 435 players registered for the week-long festivities. We'll have a preview of the event in an upcoming episode. But in the meantime, you can find out more at 2008discgolfworlds.com or PDGASignup.com. Registration is open to every PDGA member. An update was published last week for this season's Points and Money Leaders with 290 events included. Eric McCabe is leading the money list with nearly $9,200 in tournament earnings, about $450 ahead of David Feldberg. Barry Schultz, Avery Jenkins, and Steve Rico round out the top five money earners so far this season. Des Redding leads the women's side with just over $4,000. That's just $85 ahead of Valerie Jenkins. And Jeremy Rusko is leading the points race for the amateurs. The newest recipient for the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award was announced last week. It's Larry Cruz from Houston, Texas. He was nominated for his efforts in running the Houston Flying Disc Society over the past 5 years. And Larry volunteers every chance he gets to help others plan, run, and promote disc golf events, including this year's 2008 Houston Ice Bowl. Also, Larry has spent nearly every weekend over the last year helping raise money for the added cash at this year's incredibly successful Texas States Championships. And he is the first person many Houston disc golfers go to when they need help or advice on running tournaments and promoting the sport of disc golf in general. For his past and ongoing dedication to the promotion of the sport of disc golf, Larry Cruz is this week's winner of the Microtel Disc Golfer of Distinction Award. To nominate someone you know for the award, go to pdga.com/DGAwards or click the logo on the pdga.com homepage. Looking for official PDGA merchandise? Look no further than PDGAstore.com, your official online source for instructional books and DVDs, collectible discs, tournament supplies, stylish PDGA apparel, the newly released 2007 Pro Worlds DVD, and of course, the ever so valuable PDGA membership. Go online to PDGAstore.com. Buy some cool new gear and take the sport you love to even higher levels. A search through the nation's newspapers from this past week revealed several interesting disc golf stories that I'll pass along. We'll start in Marion, Ohio, from Bob Putman's story in the Marion Star. There in Marion, disc golfers under the age of 19 can take part in a junior disc golf series to help them learn the various aspects of the sport. Nick Seiber, director of the clinic series, says he wanted to get the kids playing disc golf instead of something non-productive, so he began the series that will run each Saturday through August 30th at Sawyer Ludwig Park. Seiber says that getting the younger players to understand what it takes to play disc golf, including etiquette and proper training, will help them play better and enjoy the game more. Seiber adds they don't work on technique much at first. Instead, they start with a 10 to 15 minute stretching routine, go over the rules, etiquette, safety, and everything else they may need to know while playing. The players then break into groups and play the course with help from some more experienced players. Now from Stan Caldwell's article in the Hattiesburg American, where he announced that a new disc golf facility will be making its debut June 21st with the inaugural Ash Lake Disc Golf Tournament. It's a charity event to be held at the new Ash Lake course near Brooklyn, Mississippi. The Ash Lake course is a 27-hole course with 9 of those holes designed for persons with any of a variety of disabilities, including those who are wheelchair-bound and visually impaired. Tournament director Shane Seal says they've been wanting to put in a course that is fully compliant with the Americans with Disabilities Act. So they discussed it with the National Forest Service. The Forestry Service, which operates the Ash Lake facility within the DeSoto National Forest, had been looking at ways to increase public awareness of the parks and thought disc golf was a good fit. So there you go. And, disc golfers in the North Chicago area got rejected in their hopes for a new course within a Lake County Forest Preserve. That, according to Russell Lissau of the Daily Herald, who wrote that after a year of discussions, forest officials have voted to keep the burgeoning sport out of the local preserve, saying it's a better fit for area parks. Members of the Forest Board's Planning and Restoration Committee also feared allowing the disc golf course plans to progress would lead fans of soccer and other sports to deluge the district with requests for their own fields within the Forest Preserve. Among the concept's advocates was committee member Brent Paxton, who thought the sport would bring new people to the preserves, comparing disc golf to the district's playgrounds, marinas, and other non-traditional recreational opportunities. In separate earlier votes, the Forest Board's Finance Committee voiced support for the disc golf proposal, but a Land Preservation and Acquisition Committee opposed it. The Planning Committee's recent decision is final, so the issue will not progress to the full board. And finally, a suggested disc golf course within the Forest of Riley Trails in Parks Township, Michigan, will likely need a different location, according to an article written by Jeremy Gonsior in the Holland Sentinel of Holland, Michigan. He wrote that visitors to the Ottawa County Park have made comments recently to ask the county to build a disc golf course there. However, members of the County Parks and Recreation Commission said last week they didn't feel the wooded area was a good spot for the course, saying the park's trees and wildflowers would suffer from the disc golf course traffic. Ted Bosgraf, president of the commission, agreed the park's natural resources were fragile and not conducive to a disc golf course. The committee discussed the possibility of putting the course at a different location in the park, one with a varied terrain and a lot more open space. Are you or someone you know involved in a business or organization that would benefit from advertising to thousands of disc golfers worldwide on a weekly basis? If so, then PDGA Radio wants to help you out. There is now a limited number of spots open for advertising on PDGA Radio, where you'll have the opportunity to have your business heard about by thousands of disc golfers on the only weekly program covering the great sport of disc golf. Available on PDGARadio.com, iTunes, and numerous other podcasting websites, you'll be sure to see positive results from your small investment. For more information about advertising with PDGA Radio, contact Brian Graham at the PDGA office or email PDGARadio@PDGA.com. This upcoming weekend is a huge one for disc golfers across the globe, with two PDGA major events taking place on opposite sides of the planet. The pros are in the Nasu Highlands of Japan for the 2008 Japan Open, and the amateurs have the U.S. Amateur Disc Golf Championships on the infamous Toboggan course in Milford, Michigan. Also, players in the North Carolina area have the 2008 Points Bonanza this weekend, with four C-tier events scheduled on different courses in Charlotte Saturday and Sunday. Also, an A-tier going on in Colorado with the High Plains Challenge. The Steady Ed Birthday Memorial takes place in Lakeport, California, and there are nearly 30 other tournaments on the PDGA schedule, including ones in Anchorage, Alaska, Auburn, Maine, Fairmont, Minnesota, Lincoln, Nebraska, Snowflake, Arizona, and Portland, Oregon. For the full list of scheduled events, check out the PDGA Tour calendar on PDGA.com, where you'll also see the National Tour continues June 20th through 22nd in La Mirada, California, with the Golden State Classic. So until next week, when I'll have the results from those tournaments and a whole lot more disc golf news and information, I'm Steve Kaczynski, and this has been PDGA Radio for the week of June 9th, 2008. PDGA Radio News is hosted and produced by Steve Kaczynski, exclusively in contract with the Professional Disc Golf Association. Advertising inquiries, along with comments about the show or programming ideas, may be sent to the host via email at pdga.radio@yahoo.com or by contacting the PDGA office. All sound effects and production music used with permission from Magic's Music Maker and A1FreeSoundEffects.com. All content is otherwise exclusively owned and copyrighted by the Professional Disc Golf Association and the producer.
Goodbye.